Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. We have music by Piazzolla, Agustin Barrios Mangore, Egberto Gismonti, and more. In 16th century Italy, two artists were referred to as Il Divino, the Divine. One was sculptor, painter, and architect Michelangelo, and the other was lutenist and composer Francesco Canova da Milano. We'll hear his Fantasia No. 34, performed by Emanuele Buono. Emanuele Buono opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Fantasia No. 34 by Francesco Canova da Milano. Next is music by Paraguayan virtuoso guitarist-performer Agustin Barrios Mangore, who sometimes performed as Nitsuga Mangore and billed himself as the Paganini of the jungle. This is his Mazurka Appassionata, performed by Lovro Peretic. Thank you. Agustín Barrios Mongaray's Mazurka Appassionata, performed by Lovro Perotic. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. British composer Oliver Davis has written concert music and scores for television and film. During the 2020 quarantine, he wrote and recorded an entire album of his music with performers in different parts of the world, including this next piece, his guitar concerto. This features guitarist Sergio Puccini, who recorded his part in Argentina, and the Budapest Scoring Orchestra, conducted by Peter Eleni. Thank you. guitarist Sergio Puccini, and the Budapest Scoring Orchestra, conducted by Peter Elenyi, in the world premiere recording of the Guitar Concerto by British composer Oliver Davis. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is a piece titled Sete Anéis, or Seven Rings, by Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonti. It's performed by the Brazil Guitar Duo.
Thank you.
Seven Rings by Egberto Gismachi, performed by the Brazil guitar duo. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We'll hear more music played by the Brazil guitar duo. They've made the world premiere recording of Paolo Bellinati's Concerto Caboclo and spoke about the piece.
There's one thing that I think is important to say about Bellinati's piece, that he explores a side of the Brazilian music that is not very well known outside Brazil, which is the música caipira, the music from the countryside of Brazil. And that music is very big in our country and very important for our culture. And Bellinati brought that. We had the 10 strings
folk guitar
with steel strings.
With steel, it's like double steel strings, double courses. Oh, yeah, but it's a smaller guitar. It's called viola caipira. Caipira is the countryman.
Yeah,
and it's fascinating what he does, like transposing that universe to like two classical guitars, plus a wonderful way of orchestrating that music. Because he uses the full orchestra in this concerto.
And I think it was a revolutionary piece because of that. Because I think it's the first piece written for such a big ensemble, orchestra, concerto, that is dedicated to this kind of music, to the música caipira. And he succeeded that very much. You know, it's a beautiful piece and fits very well in the guitar and sounds amazing.